我们今天继续要把神做工的法则的头一个点，就是分别，来把它结束了。
Tonight we'll wrap up the first point in the principle of God's work, and that is separation.
我想弟兄姊妹，你稍微留意这一两天的新闻的话，你心里面没办法没感觉的。
I believe if brothers and sisters pay attention to the news these couple of days, that you would have deep feelings within.
那是印尼那边那个海啸。
And that is the tsunami that is in Indonesia.
所带来的那一种景象。
And all the scenes that's brought about because of it.
你一面可以 看见说场面很伟大。
On the one hand, you can say,those episodes of those tsunamis are very great.
同样的你也讲感觉那个结果是很恐怖。
At the same time, you can just fathom how horrible those results are.
让我们好像领会到圣经上面的一句话。
So that we can somewhat have an understanding of the words in the Bible.
落在永生神的手里是很可怕的。
It is very horrible, very terrible to fall into the hands of the living God.
但是感谢神，我们不会落到永生神的手里。
But we thank God that we are not those who will be in those situations in the hands of the living God.
因为他已经拯救了我们。
Because he has already saved us.
并且他拯救我们是救我们到他的目的里。
And when he saves us into his purpose.
那一个目的是非常的荣耀。
That purpose is very glorious.
因着他要成就他的目的。
Because he is to complete his purpose.
所以他在我们身上是按照他自己做工的法则来做工。
Therefore, upon us, he works upon us according to his principle.
要让我们这些人给造就到一个地步合他的心意。
So that we will be edified to a point that we will be meet.For his purpose.
所以从神做工的法则上面来看，
Therefore, when we look at it from the working principle of God,
有时我们好像看见神很严厉。
On the one hand, we seem to see that God is very solemn.
有时我们也看见神很满了怜悯。
At times, we see that God is full of mercy.
我们感谢主，因着他的怜悯，我们永远不会失望。
We thank the Lord because of his mercy, we'll never be disappointed.
因着他的严厉，我们才会在主的面前一直维持走在那个准确的路上。
Yet, because God is also solemn, that it sustains us to go on forever on the accurate path.
许多人会因为存着一个不太准确的一个观念嘛。
Many, maybe for the sake that they do not have a very accurate concept.
因为我们开头接触神的救恩的时候，是从神爱世人开始的。
Because at the point when we receive the salvation of God, we start with the point that for God so loved the world.
所以我们对神爱世人的这一个点上，就给我们一个好像很不容易改变的观念。
Therefore, upon this point that God so loved the world, it seems it gives us an impression that it's very hard to change.
说得不好听的。
To put it in a bad way,
是我们的神是可以给我们欺负的。
It seems as if our God can be the one who we can pick on and take advantage of.
弟兄姊妹，这个是一个非常非常错的了解。
Brothers and sisters, that is a very wrong understanding.
神有他自己做工的法则。
God has his own working principle.
这个他做工的法则，他把一切神所不能接受的分别出来。
Through his working principle, God separates all that he cannot accept.
他把他所喜悦的安排好那个路来催促我们往前去。
He prepares the way for those that are acceptable to him to push us forward.
那我们一直看这个分别的这一点的时候，我们该有这样的一个体会。
Now, as we continue to look into this point of separation, we ought to have such an understanding.
上次的末了，我们看到，在旧约的那个历史的里边，神是怎么
Last time we looked into during the Old Testament time how God used this principle of separation in His work. We may mention that during creation, God shows us this principle of separation. In the revelation of God's redemption, He also shows us this principle of separation.
造就或者说在建立他所拣选的百姓的时候，我们也看见神怎么来用着那一个分别的法则。
As God builds or edifies His people, we're also able to see that principle of separation.
末了的时候，我们特别提到了一些。
At the end, we especially mentioned.
在律法上面对以色列百姓的要求,
Under the law, the requirements upon the people of Israel.
那是根据那个分别的法则来启示和执行的。
That is revealed and executed upon this principle of separation.
几乎整个律法的内容就是一个分别的法则的发表。
In essence, all of the law is a manifestation of this principle of separation.
我们不能说的每一条我们都拿出来说。
We cannot say that we can pick out all the statutes and
我们稍微提一点点，弟兄姊妹们就能了解。
But even if we mention a few, brothers and sisters can understand.
你从大处来看,
if we look at it broadly,
神把以色列民从万民中分别出来,
when God separates the people of Israel from all nations,
神又从以色列人中把利未支派分别出来,
amongst the Israelites, God separates the Levites.
你又看见, 为了神整个的百姓, 他又定下了一条叫做拿细耳的条例。
We're also able to see for the sake of the entire people of God, He also has the statue of the Nazarite.
因为你看见利未人的时候，你就会觉得。 除了利未人，再没有人可以能靠近神的面前了。
Because as we see the Levites, we feel that besides the Levites, no other can draw near into the presence of God.
但神心里边不是这样的。
But that is not God's desire.
神心里边是巴不得所有的人都能直接来到他的面前。
In God's heart, He is so willing for all to come directly into His presence.
来认识他,
to know Him.
来瞻仰他,
and to look upon
来享用他,
Him. To enjoy
来服侍他,
Him. To serve Him.
那所以在利未人以外，那个拿细耳的条例就出来。
Therefore, aside from the Levites, there is also the statue of the Nazarite.
就让神的百姓领会神的心思。
So that the people of God would come to know the heart of God.
只要你甘心乐意的分别出来。
As long as you're willing to wholeheartedly separate yourself out.
把自己从世俗的里头分别出来。
So that you will separate yourself out from this world.
你就能在神的面前。 与神亲近到一个地步,
you would be able to come into the presence of God so near.
没有间隔,
there is no hindrance.
我们感谢神,
we thank God.
我们看到这是旧约的律法的条例上面所让我们所注意到的。
We're able to see those from the statutes of the law in the Old Testament.
在他们生活的安排上面, 神也是如此的给他们很明确的看到。
In their daily living arrangements, God also shows them very clearly.
上次末了的时候我们也稍微提过了，所以今天晚上就不重复了。
Last time we already made mention at the end, so we would not repeat today.
虽然 在律法的里边能多看一点，那就更清楚一点。
Even though if we spend more time in the law in the Old Testament, we can be more clear.
但是若是我们能掌握到那个事实的话,
yet if we're able to grasp that fact,
我们已经很清楚地看到分别的原则如何在旧约的时候神在他的百姓中间来施行。
We can already see how God executes this point of separation upon His people in the Old Testament.
那么现在我们来到新约的部分了。
Now we go into the New Testament.
弟兄姊妹，当我们来到新约的这个部分的时候,
brothers and sisters, when we get into this part in the Old New Testament, we can pretty much see
神在我们身上每做的一样工作,
all the work that God does upon us,
或者是神上我们每说的每次要说的话,
or each time that God has to speak to us,
或者是他说话里头的每一样,
or each item that He speaks to us upon,
你几乎完全可以看见那是在分别的法则的这一个基础的上面来 上我们发表的。
We can say he expresses those upon the foundation on this principle of separation to us.
那弟兄姊妹，你留意最开始的那一个。
Brothers and sisters, take note, even at the very beginning.
那就是福音了。
That is the gospel.
那就是福音传给我们这个世上的人了。
That is the gospel being preached upon us in the world.
弟兄姊妹，你很清楚的看得见。
Brothers and sisters, very clearly you can see.
如果我们不看福音的那一个性质，
if we do not look into the nature of the gospel,
我们只是看那个福音的内容的时候，
but we only look at the content of the gospel,
我们就觉得这个福音就是神给我们一个很大的恩典。
We're able to see that this gospel is a great grace that God gives to us.
这是我们想不透的恩典。
This is a grace that we cannot fathom.
那是我们给带回神的家中的一条路。
That is a way which brings us back into the home of God.
是我们和神恢复那个正常关系的那一条路。
This is a way that restores a normal relationship for us with God.
我想弟兄姊妹，我们开始听见福音的时候，我们的领会都是这样。
I believe, brothers and sisters, that's our understanding when we first heard the gospel.
因为神给我们开了一条又新又活的路。
Because God has already opened up a new and living way to us.
直接的来到至圣所。
So that we're able to have a direct path and have access to the Holy of Holies.
来到神的宝座的面前。
So that we have direct access to the throne of God.
我可以面对面的与神相会。
We're able to meet God face to face.
也享用神的所有。
We're able to enjoy who God is.
那福音就是这么一回事。
That is the gospel.
但弟兄姊妹们，
but brothers and sisters,
但我们要从神预备福音的这一个这件事情，我们从性质上面去留意的时候，
if we take note of the gospel itself in God's preparation, if we see it in its nature,
弟兄姊妹，你很清楚看到一个事实，
brothers and sisters, very clearly you can see a fact,
福音就是一个分别，
the gospel is a separation in itself,
神在那里做一件事，
God is doing a work there,
人接受他所做的这个事。
When man accepts this work that God is doing,
那这些人就给分别出来。
Therefore, these individuals are separated out.
他们就归到神的名下。
They belong to the name of God.
如果他们不接受神的这一个工作，
now, if they do not accept such a work from God,
他们也就给留在原来的光景里。
They remain in their original condition.
那如果我们看见接受主所做的的结果和不接受主所做的结果，你就看见很明显的一个分别的事实在那里。
And we see the result of accepting the work of God and the result of not accepting the work of God. We can see a very clear separation there.
这个是福音的实际。
That is the reality of the gospel.
神从世界的当中。
In the world.
神从亚当的后代的里头。
From the Adamic race.
神从那些死在罪恶过犯的这些人的中间，
amongst those who have died in their sins and trespasses,
把一部分人分别出来，
God separate for himself a group of people,
就他们不再承担亚当的那个结局，
no longer would this group bear the result of Adam.
弟兄姊妹，这个是一个分别。
Brothers and sisters, that is a separation.
所以我们的主说啊，
therefore our Lord says,
不是你们拣选我，
that you have not chosen me,
是我拣选你，
it is I who have chosen you,
把你们从世界里头拣选出来，
and I have chosen you out from this world.
那既然是拣选又拣选出来，
since it is a choosing and to choose you out,
弟兄姊妹，你就看到这个就是一个分别。
Brothers and sisters, that is separation.
是非常明显的一个分别。
It is a very clear separation.
我们回到神的家里，
We are able to return to the house of God.
我们给吸引来到父的面前。
We're captivated, drawn to the presence of God the Father.
那是神分别工作的法则所带来的结果。
That is the working principle of separation and the result of that work that God is doing.
我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We praise and thank our God.
那当然不但是在福音是如此。
Of course, not only with the gospel that is the case.
我们也晓得，
we also know,
神选召我们，
when God calls us,
神用福音生了我们，
He gives us birth by the gospel.
他不是单单叫我们生下来就完了。
Not only are we born and that's it.
神的工作没有在那里停止。
The work of God does not end there.
人认真的说来，
strictly speaking,
我们接受福音只是神的工作在我们身上 开始。
The time when we accept the gospel, that is yet the beginning of the work of God.
这是我们一直以来常常指出的那一个问题。
That is an issue that we always oftentimes point out.
既然福音是神的工作在我们身上的开始。
Since the gospel is only the beginning of God's work upon us,
那神就继续在我们身上做工。
God continues to work upon us.
那神在我们身上做工。
Now as God continues to work upon us,
那他怎么来做工呢？
How does God work?
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
我们又看见。
We're also able to see.
神仍然用着那个分别的法则在我们身上做工。
God still uses that working principle of separation upon us.
当然我们一再强调一件事。
Again, we emphasize one thing.
神做工的法则不是只有分别这一个点。
The principle in which God works is not only limited to this point of separation.
但是分别这一个点是神的工作里头最显最显明的最突出的一个点。
But this point of separation in the principle of how God works is one that's very evident, very outstanding.
你几乎看见神所有的工作都在这个法则里边。
We can say, we can see most of God's work is under this principle.
弟兄姊妹你就问。
Brothers and sisters, you might ask.
为什么神一定要在这个法则里边？
Why is it that God puts himself in this principle?
我们从一开始就已经指出那个整个的问题的那一个前因后果。
At the beginning, we already brought forth the issue about this. Why and what is the result of this?
因为撒旦的堕落，整个宇宙都混乱了。
Because of the fall of Satan, all the universe is in disorder.
因为因着人的堕落，整个地上面的一切都混乱了。
Also because of man's fall, all that is in the earth, in the world is also in disorder.
现在神要把那一个混乱来澄清。
Now God is able to fix that disorder.
我们说神要恢复他原来的那个设计。
Now we say that God is to restore his original devised plan.
所以神就用分别这法则来澄清来复原。
Therefore God uses this principle of separation to restore and to clear up this disorder.
所以弟兄姊妹这个是很重要的一件事。
Therefore brothers and sisters, this is very important.
许许多多的时候我们很容易忘记神现在所做的是一个恢复的工作。
So many times we forget the fact that the work God is doing today is a restoration work.
那因此就好像一直看见神那么神为什么那么狭窄？
Therefore we continue to have this concept. Why is God so narrow?
为什么神怎么容不下其他？
Why is it God is not able to bear all the others?
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
神用着分别的法则来做工。
God works according to this point of separation.
乃是要恢复他起初的定义。
It is in order to restore his original purpose.
那是我们看到新约，从旧约看到新约。
Therefore, we can see from the Old Testament to the New Testament.
你看见神一直用着分别的法则来做工。
We can see throughout God works according to separation.
神开始在新约做工，用福音来做分别。
In the New Testament, God begins his work with the gospel as separation.
接上去神要我们带进把我们带进那个生命的丰富。
As we continue on, God is to lead us into the fullness of the life.
对我们来讲就是我们生命要成长。
To us, it is that our life would mature.
比如说生命成长那神怎么做工呢？
Now, brothers and sisters, in order for our life to mature, how does God work?
弟兄姊妹，你又看见同样的是这个法则在那里起作用。
Brothers and sisters, again, we see the same principle at work.
神不单是把我们不单是已经救我们脱离罪和死的权势。
God not only has already delivered us out from the power of sin and death.
你读神的话的时候
，When we read the word of God,
你看到神要救我们脱离。这一个世代
God is to deliver us from this generation.
我们读加拉太书你就读到了。
When we read Galatians, we can see that.
神借着他的儿子耶稣基督要救我们脱离这个世代。
That God, through the deliverance of his son, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, he is to save us from this generation.
不仅是救我们脱离这一个世代。
Not as he only to deliver us from this age.
也救我们脱离这个世界。
But also from this world.
也救我们脱离人的自己。
And to deliver us from ourselves.
那弟兄姊妹我们知道的。
Now brothers and sisters, we know this.
我们的生命的成长。
The maturity of our life.
是一件什么事情呢?
What is that about?
那生命的成长。
Now in the growth of our life.
那是基督的成分在我们身上增加。
That is for the content, a part of Christ's life within us to increase.
相对的就是我们自己的成分减少。
In other words, and contrary to that is that we will decrease.
那也就是实际约翰给他的门徒来说到主的时候他的结论。
That is also the conclusion of John the Baptist when he speaks to his disciples about the Lord.
他必兴旺。
He must increase.
我必衰微。
I must decrease.
他要兴旺。
He must increase.
我要衰微。
I must decrease.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
这个就是我们脱离自己。
This is that we would deliver ourselves.
也是我们脱离这个世代。
That is also from this generation.
也是我们脱离这个世界。
Deliver from the world.
我们在生命的成长
When we grow in life,
乃是说在我们这个人的身上
That is upon us,
我们腾出位置来让主来充满
We empty out room in order for the Lord to fill us
你腾出多少主就充满多少
How much are we able to empty out? That is how much the Lord will fill
你留下多少主就不能充满多少
How much that we withhold and remain God cannot fill that much
这是生命追求的原则我们都知道
Now we know all these principles about the pursuit of growth in life
但是这个生命追求的原则是根据什么法则来的
But what is this principle of the growth in our life according to?
就是根据这个分别的法则来的
It is according to this principle of separation
神给我们很清楚地看到这一个
God shows us that very clearly
我们生命要成长
If our life is to grow
我们必须要从许多的事物的里边分别出来
We must separate ourselves out from many, many things
弟兄姊妹这个是很清楚的
Brothers and sisters, that's very clear
那如果我们回到神的话里面
Now if we return back to the word of God
我们看神的教导
When we see the teaching of God
我们看神的话的引领
When we see the guidance of the word of God
一直给我们看到这样的事情
It continues to show us this
弟兄姊妹我们可以这样说
Brothers and sisters, we can say this
对我们这些人比较熟悉的一些的经文上，我就从那里头来和弟兄姊妹去注意。
I'll just take notice with brothers and sisters according to some of the scriptures we're more familiar with.
那比方说我们读到约翰一书第二章的时候
，For example, when we read First John chapter 2,
然后你就读到一个问题来了。
We see this issue.
主说你们现在是小子们。
The Lord says at that time, He refers to them as little children.
啊，但是你们要慢慢的要成为少年人。
But you'll gradually be young men.
顶好的你们能长进到都成为父老。
It would be best if you're mature as fathers.
当然弟兄们我们读约翰一书第二章的时候你看到神这样的一个安排或者说神的一个心思。
Of course, when we read First John chapter 2, we're able to see this arrangement of God or this desire of God.
但是问题在这里。
But that is the issue.
你怎么从小子长成少年人?
How do you grow from a little child to a father?
你怎么能从少年人长成到父老?
How do you grow as young man to father?
我们的主不是只是在那里说有那么一些事。
Our Lord is not only merely pointing out, there is this fact.
他也给我们指出你要成长那个路是怎么走
He also points out for us there is this way, this path whereby you can grow.
所以你在第二章那个约翰一书第二章里边从开头一直看下去的时候
Therefore, when we read from 1 John chapter 2 and we continue to read on,
你就看到问题来了。
We can see the issue.
什么问题呢
What is the issue?
头一件事情叫我们很容易领会过来的。
The first thing that allow for us to really understand very easily.
那主的话告诉我们说。
The Lord's words tell us.
不要爱世界。
Do not love the world.
世界上的事。
Or the things of the world.
为什么
？Why?
人若爱世界。
If anyone loves the world.
神的爱就不在他里面。
The love of the Father is not in him.
我们中文就翻成爱神的心就不在他里面。
In the Chinese translation, it says then the love of the Father is not in him.
这个是结果。
That is the result.
但是那个。原因呢
But the reason
神的爱不在哪里
It is because God's love is not there
神的爱不在哪里
If the love of God is not there
那么人就落到一个地步
Then man would fall into this condition
他就 失去了爱神的心。
He will lose the heart to love God.
如果你失去了爱神的心，
If we lose that heart to love God,
你就不可能在生命上有成长。
No longer can we have a qualified to grow in life.
你一定是有一个爱神的心。
We must have a heart that loves God.
你里面有一个催促。
Within we have this urging.
你外面有一个吸引。
Externally we're captivated.
你就愿意多活在神的面光的底下。
We're willing to live more under the light of God's presence.
这样的光景。
Under that condition.
你生命不长成都不行。
It will be strange if your life will not grow.
Because
there's uniqueness in life. Life itself
will grow.
As long as you're in a proper environment, the life itself will grow. We thank the Lord. Therefore, the word of the Lord clearly tells us, do not love the world or the things of the world. If any man loves the world, the love of God is not in him. Now, how do we go on that way? Do not love the world or the things of the world, brothers and sisters. How do we manifest the fact that we do not love the world or the things of the world? We separate ourselves from the world and the things of the world.
你不甘心去触摸抓摸那些事物。
We're not willing to touch, come into contact with the things of the
world. 你甚至根本就不愿意去思想那些事物。
In fact, we're not even willing to be mindful of those things at all.
世界在你里头就没有地位。
The world has no place in your heart.
世界的事就不可能在那里骚扰你。
The things of this world cannot disrupt you.
弟兄姊妹，你留意。
Brothers and sisters, take note.
这是主带领我们。在生命成长的路程上是怎么活在他面前
This is the way in which God leads us how to live in his presence.
世界接上去他就说了
And then it continues on.
世界上的事情是很容易你就能看到的
Very easily we can see the things of the world.
就是眼目的情欲
That's the lust of the eyes.
肉体的情欲
the lust of the flesh,
眼目的情欲
the prideful lust of life,
和今生的骄傲
and that is the prideful lust of life.
这三个东西一摆在那
Brothers and sisters, when we place these things there, we can see them.
我现在心里面想着这个
If I'm thinking of this in my heart,
这个是什么呢
what is this?
你里面就知道了
Within you will know.
肉体的情欲
It is the lust of the flesh.
你里面就知道了
Within you will know.
眼目的情欲
It is the lust of the eyes.
你里头就知道了
Within you will know.
今生的骄傲
It is the prideful lust of life.
这是个东西一显露了
When these things are exposed,
你就知道了
You will realize them.
这是神所不喜悦看见在神儿女们身上发生的
These are the things that God does not desire to appear amongst His children.
你有了这样的一个光
Now when you have such a light,
你有了这样的一个看见
When you have such a vision,
你就仰望主给你一个拯救
You look to the Lord for Him to give you such a deliverance.
能脱离这些的事物
That you will be able to be delivered from these things.
我们一次脱离一些
we deliver some of these things at
one time 我们再次又脱离一些
the next time we're able to be delivered from other things
再一次又脱离一些
and again we can be delivered from other things
慢慢的
gradually
那这一个世界和世界的事在我们身上的重量就减了
the weight of the world and the things of the world gradually will decrease in our hearts
当然生命的成长不可能一步登天的
of course in the growth of our life we cannot just take one step and we will make it we have to go step by step
就是这样一点一滴来的
it is bit by bit little by little
但是总有一个时候
but there will be the
certain time 你会被带到一个地步
you will be brought to a condition
那个是什么地步
what is that
那就是保罗在腓立比书所是交通的
That is what Paul shares with us in the book of Philippians.
交通的是什么呢
What does he share with us?
我从前以为与我有益的
What that I thought was gain to me.
现在我都看作有损的
Now I count as lost.
我现在又把那些都丢掉
And I will forsake all things.
看作粪土
And I will treat them as done.
我要得着基督
In order to gain Christ.
弟兄姊妹这是什么
Brothers and sisters, what is that?
这是分别
That is separation.
从那些主妨碍我们的主在我们里面充满的那些人事物里头做一个分别。
That is to make the separation upon any people, things or events in our heart that would hinder us from the Lord.
我们感谢我们的主。
We praise and thank our Lord.
弟兄姊妹，当我们留意到这个生命成长的事的时候
，When we take note of this matter of the growth of our life,
你非常的清楚的留意到。
Very clearly, we can take notice.
这一个 这一个生命成长的路不是你自己在走的。
The way of the growth in our life is not alone.
如果是我们自己要走的话，
If we walk this way ourselves,
我们就很痛苦了。
We will suffer.
因为我们根本走不上来。
Because we cannot go on this way.
没有一个人可以走得上来。
There is no one who can go on this way.
但是自然没有一个人能走得上来。
If naturally no one can go on this way,
那神还跟我们说这个话做什么？
Why is God saying these two words to us?
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
我们是走不上来。
Yes, we cannot go on it.
但是神既然让我们这样走，
Yet if God wants us to go on this way,
他就扶持我们可以走上去。
God himself will support us so we can walk on it.
弟兄姊妹，当我们看到这个生命成长的这个件事的时候，
Therefore, brothers and sisters, when we see this matter of the growth
of our life, 我们不是只是看见，不要爱世界，
Not only do we see, do not love the world or the things of the world.
我们也不是只看见我从前以为对于我有益的，我现在都看它当作有损的。
We not only see this matter of what was gained to me, now I count as loss.
我为要得着基督就丢弃万事。
That I will forsake all things in order to win Christ.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们知道这样的一件事情是比较容易的。
Brothers and sisters, it is more easy for us to know of such things.
但是你怎么活出这样的一个光景呢？
But now, how are we able to live out such a condition?
这个是困难的。
That is difficult.
因为这个是不是说你分别分别嘛。
Because that's not only merely for us to say we separate ourselves, we separate ourselves.
事实是要求我们很实际的在那里分别。
But it's a very strict requirement for us to be separate there.
因为什么你懂。
Brothers and sisters, you know.
神在我们身上要我们分别的。
Upon us, God wants us to be separate.
定规是我们心里很不甘心放弃的。
Yet it is determined that in our hearts we're not very willing to let go.
所以我很记得张弟兄那一次在西安特会里边 他讲的那一件事。
Therefore, I very much remember the matter that Brother Stephen Kong shared with us during WCCC.
他问那个年轻人，你怎么知道什么是神的旨意吗？
Now, he asked this young man, how do you know it is the will of God?
那年轻人就说，
Then the young man's reply is, we know.
凡是反对我的就是神的旨意。
Anything that I don't want is the will of God.
弟兄姊妹，这是很准确。
Brothers and sisters, that is very accurate.
如果我们不是站在主的光里面来看神在我们身上做工，
Now if we do not stand under the light of God to see God is working upon us,
我们总是觉得神在我们身上所做的一切就是跟我过不去。
We will always feel all the work that God is doing upon us is always against me.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
如果我们没有主的扶持，
If we do not have the support of the Lord,
我们没有一个人能活得出神这样的带领。
None of us can live out the guidance of God.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
生命的成长就是这样。
That is the growth of life.
不是由我们做主动。
It is not for us to take the initiative.
我们说我们什么时候都是被动的。
We always say we are the passive one.
如果等到我们会主动的时候，
At the times that when we take the initiative,
我们生命就已经靠近成熟了。
That is when our life is drawing close to maturity.
在我们生命还没有靠近成熟的时候，
Before our life draws near to maturity,
我们都是被动的。
We are always passive.
神推我们一把，
When God pushes us,
我们就走一步。
Then we move one step further.
主不推我们，
If the Lord does not push us,
我们就不走。
We would not move.
主多推一下，我们就多走一点。
When the Lord pushes us more, we move forward faster.
这是我们实在的光景。
That is our actual condition.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
神就是用着分别的这个法则来做工的时候，
When God uses this principle of separation at work,
他就负责来推我们往前走。
He is responsible to push us ahead.
他怎么来推我们往前走呢？
Now, how does God push us ahead?
仍然是在约翰一书第二章。
It is still in 1 John chapter 2.
那就是接下去就讲到那个恩膏的教训。
That is when it continues on to tell us about the teaching of the anointing.
那恩膏的教训是什么？
Now what is the teaching of the anointing?
那就是圣灵在我们里边说话。
That is when the Holy Spirit speaks within us.
圣灵在里面给我们光照。
The Holy Spirit enlightens us within.
圣灵在我们里面给我们催促。
The Holy Spirit urges us from within.
他让我们知道什么是神喜悦的，什么不是神喜悦的。
The Holy Spirit tells us what is God's desire and what does God not please with.
是神喜悦的，他在我们里面给我们一点催促。
If God is pleased, the Holy Spirit will prompt us within.
神不喜悦的，他就在我们里面给我们一点禁止。
if God is not pleased, then the Holy Spirit will hinder us from within.
弟兄姊妹, 当圣灵在那里显明那个恩膏的教训的时候,
now, brothers and sisters, when the Holy Spirit reveals the teaching of the anointing within,
我们就在那里给推动了,
it is there when we are moved.
我们就会往上, 靠近主的那个方向是往前行了,
now, then we will move forward toward the direction of God.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
我们感谢主,
we thank the Lord.
你看到不单是福音神是在分别的这个法则里边拣选我们,
you're able to see not only in this point of the gospel that God chooses us,
在生命的成长的过程的里边, 他也是用着这个分别的法则来引领我们,
in the process of the growth of our life, God also uses this principle of separation to lead us forward.
不但这样,
not only that,
在实际生活的里头,
even in our actual living,
他也给我们许多这个实际的操练,
He also gives us very practical exercises,
让我们真知道,
so that we truly know
该在神的面前, 跟上神那个分别的法则,
how we ought to follow on this principle of separation before God.
比方说弟兄姊妹们,
for example, brothers and sisters,
跟我们读的罗马书12章的时候,
when we read Romans chapter 12,
你就看到献上身体做活祭的这样的一个带领,
you're able to see this guidance to present our bodies as a living sacrifice.
那么这个做活祭的这一, 这几句话说完了以后,
now after these words, to present our bodies as a living sacrifice, at the end, what does it say?
叫你们查验何为神的善良纯全可喜悦的旨意,
so that you would know what is that will of God, which is good and excellent and acceptable will of God.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, that is the training in life.
我们常常在主的面前仰望主,
oftentimes we look before the Lord,
求主更新我们这个人,
so that we will be renewed,
让我们能很准确地去领会神的那个纯全可喜悦的旨意,
so that we're able to know what is that good and perfect acceptable will of God.
然后我们就跟上去,
then we're able to follow on.
弟兄姊妹这是什么?
Brothers and sisters, what is that? That is separation.
就是在分别的那个原则上法则上面来告诉我们你如何处理日常生活的事了。
That is upon this principle of separation, how we're to deal with daily details of daily living.
属灵生活上的事,
in the matter of spiritual living,
不管是属灵的生活或是日常的生活, 都在这一个差异和为神的善良可存全的旨意的管理的底下,
whether it be the daily living or the spiritual living, it all falls under this governing of to know that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Now we know how to be a living sacrifice before God. Very clearly we can see. We're living under that principle of separation before God.
从这个法则的里边,
from that principle,
你又看见了,
we're also able to see
善美的要持守,
that we have to keep that which is good.
不是不善美的你就不要去碰它,
that we would abstain from that which is of the evil appearance.
是可神看为美的,
that which is good,
你就要守住,
we must keep.
是神看为不能接受的,
that which is not acceptable to God,
我们就不必去再想,
we don't need to think about it anymore.
也许,
maybe,
那个事情会带给我们很大的益处,
that whatever that thing is and can give us great benefit,
但是神不喜悦,
but if it's not pleasing to God,
那你就不要去碰它,
let us not touch it.
前几年,
a few years ago,
王师母有一个同班的同学,
Sister Wong had a fellow student.
她是住在旧金山的,
she lived in San Francisco.
她不能说是大富婆,
we cannot say she is a very wealthy woman.
但是你说她是一个富婆, 大概也不会说得太过,
but if we say she was wealthy, that would be right.
她有一天跑来找我们,
one day she came looking for us.
我忘了是她亲自来找的, 还是电话来找,
I forgot if she came herself or she called us.
她说什么呢?
What did she say?
他说反正他家里很多财产就是了。
But regardless, she has a lot of possession.
是他父亲留下给他的还是什么这个我们不去管他
了。We were not mindful how she had it. It was an inheritance or some sort.
他来找我们就说到了。
When she looked for us, she said,
他每年要付很多的那个入息税。
Every year she has to pay a lot of income taxes.
但她又不甘心这样就拿给政府。
She's not willing to give it over to the government in that way.
她说我拿去我倒不如找一些慈善机构我送出去。
If I'm to give it to the government in that way, why don't I give it to a charitable organization that way?
那她就觉得反正要给人那就做点好事嘛。
She thought, nevertheless, I have to give it away. Why don't I do something good with it?
她就想起我们来了。
She thought of us.
她就来问我们了。
She asked us.
你们有什么？
What do you want?
大的需要啊。
Do you have any great need?
我是有这样的一种安排啊。
I have these arrangements.
我们一听我们就很还婉转地告诉他。
Yeah, once we heard it, we tried to put it in a nice way to tell her.
我说谢谢你想起我们。
No, we said, thank you for thinking of us.
不过我们的规矩是。
But this is how we live.
我们只接受是神儿女们的人他们心甘乐意的奉献。
This is the rule which we live by, that is, we would only accept a willing offering, a wholehearted offering from the children of God.
如果不是基督徒的话,
if it is not from a Christian,
那我们就没有办法去接受任何的捐助。
Then there is no way for us to accept any offering, any help.
弟兄姊妹们这是给我们一个好大的试探的。
Brothers and sisters, that is indeed a very big temptation.
人家把一些很大的好处送到门来，你不要。
Now, someone is right at your door knocking to give you this good benefit.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
我们的主没有给我们看见，我们可以做这样的事。
Our Lord did not show us we're able to do such a thing.
不是说因为有好处所以我们就拿。
It is not just because of the fact there is something good there, we have to take it.
我们不能拿。
We cannot take it.
因为主的话是非常明显的在那里教导我们。
Because the Lord's words tell us very clearly teaching us.
弟兄姊妹你读约翰三书的时候。
Brothers and sisters, when we read 3 John.
你会读到一件事情很明显的。
You read something that is very evident.
那是什么呢？
What is that?
那是圣灵借着约翰写这封信的时候
That is when the Holy Spirit writes this letter through John.
他给受信的那一位弟兄该由交通了一些话。
He fellowships with the brother, the recipient of this letter, Gaius.
称许他在他本地所做的一些事。
To praise him of some of the work he is doing where he is at.
就是他帮助许多出外的传福音的弟兄们他们的生活或是工作上的需要。
That is the work that Gaius is doing to provide the need for many of the brethren who is preaching the gospel or serving elsewhere.
那里怎么说呢?
How does it say there?
他说啊你对那些出外的弟兄们所做的
He says the work that you have toward the brethren
是神所喜悦的。
It is pleasing, acceptable to God.
因为这些弟兄他们出外。
Because these brethren are serving outside.
他们对外人一无所取。
Because they are not asking anything of the Gentiles.
他对外人就是对不是神儿女们的人他们不向他们要什么。
That is, they ask nothing of the Gentiles. They did not request, need anything from the Gentiles.
他们对外邦人无所取。
They have nothing of the Gentiles.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
前几年我们听说在中国有很多弟兄姊妹们到往西北那边去传福音。
few years ago, we heard of the brethren in China that are preaching the gospel northwest. And the church sends them two by two.
他们到了那一边，有很多地方是人生路不熟的。
When they're in the northwest in China, they're strangers there.
我们听说就是,
this is what we have heard.
教会当时给他们预备的只是很少很少的。
At that time, the church only prepared for their daily needs a very small amount.
因为事实上，那个时候在内地的中国的教会也的确是很穷乏。The
reality is at that time, the local church in China was in that lack as well.
但他们就给他们一双筷子，一只碗。And
they just gave them a pair of chopsticks and a bowl.
所以有一些地区啊。 有些情形的就好像他们就是仰望天来过生活的。So
in some regions, it is truly that they're looking to the heavens for their daily needs.
那你说这样子,他不是向外人有所取咯?
If that is the case, you're questioning, aren't they asking from the Gentiles then?
感谢主,
Thank the Lord.
我们所听到的交通出来的话,
the words of fellowship which we have heard
啊, 都说出一件事,
all speak of one thing.
在极其困难的光景的底下,
in their dire situation, in their utmost situation,
这些出外的弟兄姊妹们, 他们就是仰望神,
these brethren who went afar looked to the Lord.
所以很奇妙的给他们预备他们
Amazingly, God also provided their daily needs to them.
弟兄姊妹,你说有那么严格的吗?
Brothers and sisters, you might question, is it really that strict you have to live by?
那要是没有,那饿死怎么办?
If you're so strict, what if you hunger to death?
感谢主,还没听说有饿死。
Thank the Lord, we haven't heard of such news yet.
弟兄姊妹,你留意的。
Brothers and sisters, take note.
这是弟兄姊妹们,他们 能活在这样的光景里头去经历神的做他们的供应。
This is how, what is the condition that the brethren is able to live under to experience the fact that God is their daily need.
他们凭着什么呢?
What by what?
没有,就是抓牢了神做工的法则。
None other except to grasp the fact of the principle in which God works.
神既然是这样的给我们分别出来。
If God has separated us out in that way,
我们向外邦人无所取。
Then we take nothing from the Gentiles.
我们就 把我们的一切的需用仰望在我们信实的主的手里。And
we look to our faithful Lord for all our needs.
弟兄姊妹,你留意,
Brothers and sisters, take note.
这个不单是在新约的时候是这样,
This is not only the case in the New Testament.
在旧约的日子你看到,
Even in the Old Testament, we can see.
当亚伯兰,
把那个索多玛王救回来的时候，When Abram saved the king of Sodom,
那索多玛王就说啊，
The king of Sodom said,
人民你就还我。You
can just give me my life.
那其余的财物，亚伯兰你都拿去。You
can take all the other possessions that you want.
亚伯兰当时怎么说呢？
What did Abram say at that time?
他说我一针一线都不拿你,
I won't even take a latchet from you.
免得你说我亚伯拉罕的丰足是因着你所多玛王所造成的,
Lest others would say that it is from you that I have my possessions.
弟兄姊妹,你看到,
Brothers and sisters, you can see,
亚伯兰是从乌尔那里让神分别出来的。
Abram was separated out from God by God at Ur.
他知道神既然要这样，他在做了有这样的分别。
Abram knows since God has separated out in this way.
他就不单是从乌尔要分别。
Not only does he separate himself out from Ur.
然后他跟索多玛王也都要分别。
He has also to separate himself from the king of Sodom.
因为索多玛是一个什么样的地方?
Because what is this place of Sodom? We all know how it is.
弟兄姊妹,这是很严肃的一件事。
Brothers and sisters, that is a very serious matter.
尤其是说到,
Especially when we speak
on, 我们在神面前的 服侍神的事上面,
when we talk, share on this matter of service to God,
我们绝对不能看在外面 也许有点方便，也许有点好处，我们就失去了在神面前需要守住的那个分别的法则。
We cannot be careless about keeping this principle of separation just because something is convenient, just because it is for our benefit.
提到这样的一件事情。
When we make mention of this point,
弟兄姊妹，你一读哥林多后书第六章。
Brothers and sisters, when you read 2 Corinthians
6, 你读到下边的那一半。
When you read the second half,
你就很清楚地看到。
Very clearly you're able to see.
那里就说到侍奉神的事情。
There is shares on this matter of serving God.
说到侍奉神的事情。
When it speaks on sharing, serving God,
非常清楚地摆明。
God clearly says,
信与不信的不能同负一轭。
You cannot be yoked together with unbelievers.
那里说了一大堆的话。
There is much words.
弟兄姊妹，你看看，我们看看这段话也好。
Brothers and sisters, it is good for us to turn to it.
弟兄姊妹，请翻到哥林多后书第六章去。
If you turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 6.
Starting with verse 14,
this whole passage.
你们和不信的原不相配，不要同负一轭。义和不义有什么相交呢？光明和黑暗有什么相通呢？基督和比列有什么相合呢？信主的和不信主的有什么相干呢？神的殿和偶像有什么相同呢？因为我们是永生神的殿。就如神曾说，我要在他们中间居住，在他们中间来往，我要做他们的神，他们要做我的子民。又说，你们务要从他们中间出来，与他们分别，不要沾不洁净的物，我就收纳你们，我要做你们的父，你们要做我的儿女。这是全能的主说的。
2 Corinthians chapter 6 from verse 14to the end, verse 18.
弟兄姊妹，你看这一段话的里头。
Brothers and sisters, in this passage,
说的多详尽啊。
How in detail it is.
一点给我们误会的那个可能性都没有。
There is no possibility for misunderstanding here.
现在在中国大陆上面。
Now in mainland China.
弟兄姊妹，你看到许多家庭聚会，弟兄姊妹们忍受了很多很多的困扰。
Brothers and sisters, you're able to see many of the family churches have suffered persecution.
不明白的人就说，这些人为什么那么笨？
Those who don't understand would say, why are these people so foolish?
你就答应政府的这个要求和安排呢，你就平平安安了嘛。
Why don't you just agree to what the government requires so you can live in peace?
何必冒那么大的险来聚会呢？
Why do you have to go to meetSo dangerously.
弟兄姊妹，我们的弟兄姊妹不是愚昧无知的人。
Brothers and sisters, our brothers and sisters are not foolish and ignorant.
他们知道怎么做，他们就会安全一点。
They know what needs to be done so they can be more safe.
但是他们也知道。
But they also know.
他们不能怎么做。
They cannot do it in that way.
为什么不能怎么做呢？
Why?
因为主在那里很明显的给他们看见这个路不能走。
Because the Lord clearly tells them this is not a way which they can take.
所以几十年来他们一直忍受了那一些困扰。
Therefore, throughout the decades, they suffer those hardships.
就是要守住神这一个法则。
It is in order to keep this principle of God.
弟兄姊妹，我们不能不留意这一点。
Brothers and sisters, we must take note of this.
但是这一点就也动掌权的人不高兴了。
But because of this point, those in authority are not happy.
他们就制造出一些个说话来叫弟兄姊妹们受为难了。
They make accusations so that it will cause hardship for the brethren.
他说这些家庭教会的基督徒别的话不说了。
They say these family churches, no, nothing else, even if one point.
他们是在人民当中制造分裂。
Now, these family churches, they're creating division amongst the people.
把人民分裂成信与不信。
They're dividing between the people for the believers and unbelievers.
如果不理不了解内情的
，If those who don't know the inside story，
你真的是给他杀破胆的。
Then you are frightened by what they say。
分裂人民这个罪名可不得了的。
Now this accusation to divide the people, that is a big accusation。
弟兄姊妹，你留意到
？My brothers and sisters，
神没有叫我们与人民制造分离。
God does not tell us to create division amongst the people。
神在这里说
，God says here。
你提到侍奉神的事
，when you mention, when you share on the serving God,
你提到敬拜神的事
，when you fellowship on worshiping God,
你提到服侍神的事
，about ministering to God,
就不能允许与神没有关系的人插手进来。
You cannot allow for those who have no relationship with God to put their hand in.
弟兄姊妹，这个是神儿女们内部的事。
Brothers and sisters, this matter belongs to the children of God.
这不是在人民当中制造分裂的事。
This is not an issue of creating division amongst the people.
我们很清楚地看见。
We must see very clearly.
那主的话说，你们和不信的原不相配。
The Lord's word says, "Be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers."
不要同父一轭啊。
Do not be yoked
together.
什么
同父一轭呢
？What does it mean to be yoked together?
底下你就看见。
Later on, you can see.
全部都是讲到服侍主的事。
All it shares on this matter of serving God.
全部都是想说到属灵上的见证的事。
It speaks on the spiritual testimony.
义和不义有什么相交呢
？What fellowship have righteousness and righteousness?
义和黑暗有什么相通呢
？What communion have light with darkness?
基督和比列就是魔鬼啊。有什么相合呢
？And what accord does Christ have with Belial? That is the devil.
信主的和不信主的有什么相干
？Or what part have that he believed with an infidel?
神的殿和偶像有什么相同
？What agreement have the temple of God with idols?
用什么你看到
？Brothers and sisters,
这里所提到的每一点
，Here each point that is mentioned
都是属灵的事情
，are all spiritual matters.
都是侍奉神的事情
，it is a matter of service.
都是在这里敬拜神的事情
，it is worship to God.
弟兄姊妹们，我们是。很明确的看见。
Brothers and sisters, we can see very
clearly. 神在他做工的法，在对这教会的带领的里头。
In the principle in which God works to lead the church.
是非常明确的，把这一个分别的法则放上去。
He clearly placed forth for us this principle of separation.
说弟兄姊妹，你读到那个，在读到那个哥林多前书第十章的时候。
So brothers and sisters, when you even read 1 Corinthians chapter 10.
那里就。是从第八章吃祭偶像的物那里说起。
It begins with chapter 8 when it speaks on the matter of eating the sacrifice to the idol.
第八章那里就说祭偶像的物啊没有什么了不起，你要吃就吃嘛。
Chapter 8 there says, what is the big deal with eating sacrifice, meat that sacrifice to the idols?
不过在一种情形的底下，你也不必尝不必那个强调非吃不可。
But under certain circumstances, you do not emphasize the fact that you must eat it.
你为了弟兄姊妹的软弱的缘故，你可以放弃你那个合法的权利。
But for the sake of the brothers and sisters who are weak, you can give up your right.
那这个是哥林多前书第八章。
That's 1 Corinthians chapter 8.
那等到你读到第十章的时候。
But when you read into chapter 10,
他又告诉你说。
He also tells us,
不能吃。
You cannot eat.
那吃还是不吃
？Then do we eat or do we not eat？
你看第八章可以吃。
When you see chapter 8, you can eat.
不一定吃。
You don't have to eat.
但是到了第十章呢
？But in chapter 10,
不能吃。
You cannot eat.
不是不一定要吃。
It's not that you don't have to eat.
而是不能吃。
But you cannot eat.
你说究竟是吃还是不吃
？Then you question, should I eat it or not？
用什么你看清楚
？Brothers and sisters, be
clear. 你就看见了。
Then you will see.
在第八章里边。
In chapter 8,
那是一个爱心的问题。
That's a matter of love.
你要扶持软弱的弟兄。
In order to support the weak brethren,
你就把你自己从合理、合法、合情的那些权利里头分别出来。
You separate yourselves out from all those rights that you have that are very reasonable, very logical.
你不一定要强调，非要坚持。那些权利不可。
You don't have to stress and emphasize and hold on the right that you have.
这是一个分别。
That is separation.
世界人不会这样做的。
This world will not do that.
我的权利你怎么能干涉我
？That is my right. Why are you interfering?
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
在神面前，生命成长的，有学习的。
Those who live before God are grown in life that have learned their lessons.
他们不强调自己的权利。
They do not emphasize on their own right.
他们乐意神的怜悯 能从他们身上显出来。
They're willing for the fact that the mercy of God could be manifested from them.
但是到了第十章呢
？But in chapter 10.
嗯，很清楚。
It is very clear.
不能吃。
You cannot eat.
不可以吃。
You cannot eat.
为什么
？Why？
弟兄姊妹，你要留意。
Brothers and sisters, you must take
notice. 第八章吃的话，第十章吃的。虽然都是祭偶像的物
The eating in chapter 8 and chapter 10 is the meat sacrificed to idols.
但是实际不一样
But the situation is not the same.
第八章的
Chapter 8
是世上所买的
It is what is bought in the market.
那个时候买回来的肉他们都是在那个时候他们都是献过祭过偶像才拿去市场卖的
All the meat that are sold in the market have already been sacrificed to idols before they're sold.
所以保罗才会说到如果叫我弟兄跌倒我就永远不吃肉
That's why Paul says that if eating meat will cause my brother to stumble then I will never eat meat.
你说保罗那么说的那么严厉啊
You say
说的那么严重啊
You say did Paul say it so sternly?
你那一次不吃就可以了嘛
You don't have to eat it that time.
有软弱的弟兄在你就不吃嘛
When there are weak brethren there, then you don't have to eat it.
怎么你把那个把那个事情说的那么严肃，把自己限制到永远呢
？Why do you say it so seriously that you're limiting yourself forever not to eat meat?
弟兄怎么你晓得
？Brothers and sisters realize,
在市场上买回来的没有一块不是在不治过偶像的。
All the meat that is sold on the market have all been sacrificed to idols.
是在保罗的日子，你如果说不吃。是偶像的物的话，你就真的是永远不吃肉的。
In the days of Paul, if you truly do not eat the meat sacrificed to idols, that's the case that you'll never eat meat.
但是到了第十章呢
？But in chapter 10,
你就看到了。
You can see.
那个是在祭偶像的那个过程里。
That is in the process of the sacrifice to the idol.
人家在那里祭偶像。
There are people that are sacrificing to idols.
人家在祭偶像的长河的里头吃祭肉。
And in that circumstance, when they're sacrificing the meat to the idols, in those situations, you're eating the meat.
他们还是在祭偶像的那一个交通的里头。
They're still under that fellowship of that sacrifice is under the fellowship of the idols.
在这种光景底下，你就吃就不行了。
Under that condition, if you partake of the meat, that is not acceptable.
因为这个时候就不是吃偶像。的问题了
Because at that time it's no longer the issue of eating meat that has been sacrificed to the idol.
这个是与偶像发生交通的问题了
That is an issue that now you're having fellowship with the idol.
所以保罗在那里说的非常明确
So Paul says very clearly there.
你们不能喝主的杯
You cannot partake of the Lord's cup.
又喝鬼的杯
And the cup of the devil.
你们是薄饼的
Are you break bread?
你们是与神的众儿女一同吃饼饮杯的呀。
Now you partake of the bread and cup with the brethren.
我们虽多人是一个饼。
Even though there are many members still one bread.
我们都是共用交通在主的血里头的。
We still have fellowship in the blood of the Lord.
所以你在吃饼吃饮杯的时候你是交通在主的身体里的。
Therefore when you take the bread and the cup you're fellowshipping in the body of the Lord.
你是进入一个属灵的身体的交通啊。
You're entering into a spiritual fellowship of the body.
同样的原则。
In the same principle.
在祭偶像的是事实上面
In the matter of sacrificing to the
idols 他们在祭偶像的时候就是和偶像在进行交通
As they're sacrificing to the idols they're having fellowship with the idols
你在祭偶像的交通进行的时候与他们一同吃喝
As they're having fellowship with the idols and you eat and drink with them
你就吃鬼的筵席
Then you're partaking of the feast of the devil
你又喝鬼的杯了
And you're taking up the cup of the devil
弟兄姊妹你看到吗
Brothers and sisters you can see
在整个新约的对教会的教导来说
In all the teaching to the church in the New Testament
不管是在生活也好
Whether in living
是工作也好
Whether in work
是服侍也好
Or in service
你都看见神一直是用着这个分别的法则来带领教会
We're able to see that God continues to lead the church with this principle of separation
而我们常常说到将来来成全神的那个教会成长的丰盛的是那一批得胜者。
We often say that when we accept the fullness of God, it is for the overcomers in the church.
我们读启示录的时候，我们看到主不住在那里呼召得胜者。
When we read Revelation, we can see the Lord continues to call for overcomers.
那 为什么要呼召得胜者呢？
Why is he calling for overcomers?
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
因为神愿意有一些神的儿女们能体贴神的心思，能分别出来，
because,
把神的那一个荣耀丰富带进教会。
Because God is willing to have his children be overcomers so that he can have a group of people for himself to bring in the glory and the fullness into the church.
是弟兄姊妹们，你看到了。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, you can see.
我们平常不要太注意这些事情。
Normally, we do not pay attention to these things.
我们好像就把神对教会的带领和造就都是零零碎碎的，一件一件一件的跟我们说话。
We think that God speaks to us bit by bit, one by one, these items of edification and guidance for the church.
但等到主的灵把他把神做工的那一个法则上我们解开的时候，
But when the Spirit of the Lord reveals to us the principle in which he works,
我们看到神整个的工作的进行都没有离开这个分别的法则。
We are able to see in all the execution of the work of God, it has not separated from this principle of separation.
这个部分说了太多了。
We have spent too much time on this principle.
还有一个部分还要提。
There's another principle we must mention to be very simple.
等到将来这个整个的神的工作要结束了，
When all the work of God is finished,
我们都知道，
We all know,
是结束在几个审判里头，
It ends with a few judgments.
不管你看哪一个审判，
Regardless of which judgment,
你都看到审判就是一个分别，
We can see judgment itself is a separation.
也不管呢那这几个审判那个时间是当中有多大的 差距
Regardless of what the time frame is and in between all these judgments,
我们都看到审判就是分别。
We can see that judgment is a separation.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
当我们看到主来的时候，
When we see the Lord coming,
先不说具体的，是先说主的宣告。
I won't go into the actual, I just see the announcement of the Lord.
我们读福音书的时候，一开头你就看到约翰，司祭约翰出来给人施浸。
When we see the Gospels at the beginning, we see John the Baptist baptizing.
他在那里宣告。
He there proclaims.
我现在是用水给你们施浸。
Now I baptize you with water.
那以后，但是我以后来的，因为他要用火给你们施浸。
But there is one who comes and will baptize you with fire.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
如果我约翰只是说那么几句话
，if John only says those words，
我们是不大会领会的。
We might not understand.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
约翰的话
，John's words，
在四本福音书的里边
，in the four Gospels，
很完整的把它。都摆出来。
Very completely places it for us.
这里一点，这里一点，这里就摆出一个完整的那个事实。
And it gives us the whole picture.
什么是用水施浸？
What is the baptism of water?
什么是用火施浸？
What is the baptism of fire?
我们就看到了。
We can see.
在马太福音十三章里
，In Matthew chapter 13，
就说到在幕后的时候
，It says at the end times，
主来了
，The Lord's come，
特别在那个他说了七个比喻
，Especially he gave seven parables，
在最幕后的那个撒网的比喻的里面
，In the last parable when he says he the parable of the sower，
就说到在末了的时候
，At the end the Lord says，
天使就来撒网。
Now, the angel will come and cast the net.
那就把那些好的就收在篓里。
And he will keep that which is good.
就把那些不好的就扔就丢掉。
And that which is not good, he will throw away.
这个说法就跟他那个说到那个约翰说到施浸的事情，就给我们看到那个事实来了。
This parable gives us a picture of the fact that John the Baptist is proclaiming.
那里就说到。
There it says,
我们的主要扬尽他的肠。
Our Lord will
扬尽他的肠，就是
He will harvest
清楚他的收获。
He will be clear on his harvest.
把那个麦子收在仓里,
and he will store the wheat.
然后把那个糠皮,
and the chaff he will burn up.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, you can see.
一个是在麦,
one, he will store the grain in the storage barn.
一个是把那个糠皮用火把它灭掉。
The other, he will burn up. The chaff he will burn up.
这个就是拯救,
one is being saved.
带回神的家里,
to be brought back to the house of God.
这个是就扔到火湖里,
this other will be thrown into the lake of fire.
这个就是审判的本质,
brothers and sisters, that's the very nature of judgment.
这个就是一个分别的事实,
this is a matter of separation.
所以不管我们看到底下的那些审判,
therefore, regardless of the judgments we see, whether which judgment it is, you say it is the judgment of the church before the judgment seat of Christ,
是山羊绵羊的审判也好，那叫做国度的审判。
That is the judgment of the sheep and goat, or the judgment of the kingdom.
那是以色列人进国度的审判也好，那是以色列的审判。
Whether it is the judgment of Israel for the Israelites to enter into the kingdom.
或者主没有来以前，我们在神面前，接受圣灵的光照而受的。
Whether it is before the Lord's coming that we receive the judgment light of the Holy Spirit, whether it be the judgment before the great white throne that we will live forever or be condemned forever. You can see they are manifested by the principle of separation. We thank God. When you see the judgment of the kingdom, when you read Matthew 25, when you read the judgment of the sheep and the goat, there it's very clear. The Lord says that the kingdom of heaven is like a shepherd to separate his sheep and his goat. That is separation. We thank God.
那所以我们看到整个神的旨意的到了结局的时候,
therefore, when we see when the will of God is at the end,
或者说神的恢复的工作到了最幕后的时候,
or in other words, the restoration work of God is at the end,
这个分别的法则在那里殆尽结束的,
we can still see it is brought to an end by this principle of separation.
新耶路撒冷的出现,
the appearance of the new Jerusalem, it is the result that is brought forth by this principle of separation. We praise and thank our God. Now, brothers and sisters, we have to summarize this. The words that Paul says before King Agrippa, he says that the Son of God has delivered him from the power of darkness, delivered him from the power of Satan,
带他进入神爱子的国,
and has translated him to the kingdom of his dear Son.
在哥罗西书里边, 保罗也是这样说,
Paul says that in Colossians.
对不住,
brothers and sisters, we see one thing.
神要借着分别的法则,
through the principle of separation,
把万有带回基督里, 叫他们成为一。
God is to bring all things back into Christ in order to become one.
或者这样说,
or we can say it this way.
借着分别来把万有带进在基督里成为一。
Through separation, God is to bring all things to become one in Christ, to be summed up together as one. We thank God. Why does God work according to separation? Because God desires to bring His eternal will to an end through this principle of separation.
不说从前的历史,
we won't go into history in the past.
我们也不说以后要成就的荣耀 的事实
，all the glorious things that will be accomplished in the future.
我们说我们今天亲身经历的。
But even if we share on our own personal experience today,
弟兄姊妹，你就看到一件事。
Brothers and sisters,
我们刚才用了一点时间，一直说到那个生命成长。
We have already used some time to continue to share on this matter of the growth of life. Within, especially, we emphasize on the teaching of the anointing.
弟兄姊妹，我们稍微留意的这件事。
Brothers and sisters, will we somewhat pay attention to this?
你立刻就看到一个问题。
Immediately, we'll see one thing.
什么问题呢?
What is that?
你说恩膏教训的结果是什么?
You say, what is the result of the teaching of the anointing?
恩膏的教训。
The teaching of the anointing.
你零零散散的把它来说说啊,
if we share bits and pieces,
你可以说他就叫我们不爱世界,
we can say the teaching of the anointing tells us not to love the world.
他就叫我们不爱世界和世界上的事,
he tells us not to love the world or the things of the world.
他也叫我们, 从正面来说是叫我们爱主,
positively, he tells us to love the
我们都可以这样说,
world. We can say all that.
也都是事实,
and they are true.
但是我们说,
but we say,
究竟恩膏的教训的那个主要的目的是什么?
In fact, what is the main purpose of the teaching of
the anointing? 神把恩膏的教训赏给我们，他心里所想的是什么?
When God gives us the teaching of the anointing, what is in God's heart?
我们不必去推测。
We don't need to guess.
好好读读约翰一书二章就看到了。
If we read 1 John chapter 2, we'll see it.
就是为着一个事实。
It is for one fact.
小子们,
that is little children.
你们要因着恩膏的教训而住在主里面。
It is in order that the little children, because of the teaching of the anointing, they will abide in the Lord.
你们要 接受恩膏的教训，住在主里面。
Through the teaching of the anointing, abide in the Lord.
那这个住在主里面是什么?
Now what is this abiding in the Lord?
那不是以弗所书第一章?
Isn't that Ephesians chapter 1?
叫他的荣耀在我们这些首先在基督里有盼望的人的身上。
That would it not be to the glory, to the praises of His glory from us who first are the ones who trusted in Christ?
为什么要有这件事情?
Why must this happen?
因为到日期满足的时候，要叫万有都在基督里同归于一。
Because in the fullness of the dispensation of times, all things will be summed up, gathered as one in Christ.
弟兄姊妹，你看到整个的事情,
brothers and sisters, you can see all the things.
目的是在这里,
is the purpose is here.
但是达到这个目的的过程，就从创世纪一直到启示录。
The purpose is ahead of us, but the way in which to obtain this purpose is from Genesis to Revelation.
穿透过我们的主。 的工作上所表达出来的，他那一个做工的法则。
It is linked throughout to our Lord and the principle in which He works.
我们不敢说这个是唯一的法则。
We dare not say that is the only principle.
因为以后我们还要看好几个法则。
Because later on we will still look into other principles.
我们不敢说它是最重要的法则。
We cannot say this principle of separation is the most important one.
当然也不是唯一的法则。
And it is also not the only one.
但是是一个很明最明显的法则。
But it is a very evident one.
但愿这样的一个法则照亮我们。
May this principle enlighten us.
让我们在跟随主的年日和路程的上面。
So in our days as we follow the wave of our Lord,
我们时刻在这个法则底下受光照,
constantly will be enlightened, will be constrained, will be guided by this principle.
我们祷告吧。
Let us pray.